Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Well, Powell's Edlin Field was the place to be over the weekend and will be again today as the State Class A baseball tournament continues. And for the host team, the Powell Pioneers, they got off to a great start on Saturday night, taking on the Cheyenne Hawks and Colin Queen spinning a three-hitter as Powell blanked the Hawks 6-0. Out hitting them 11-3, and for the Pioneers, getting a lot of production from the bottom of their order, as Landon Sessions, batting in the number 7 spot, went 3-for-3 with 3 runs scored. Ashton Brewer going 2-for-3, as the Pioneers, all of their runs came from the 6-through-9 hitters in their lineup to beat that young Cheyenne Hawks team. But then yesterday, the Pioneers ran into pitching woes, as Cameron Wentz started the game and managed to make it into the second inning, but the wheels fell off with a walk, a hit batter, then a walk, then an error, and then a walk, and out he came as Colt Flores came in to finish things up. Flores got the next 3 outs and had an uneventful third, but he struggled at the start of the 4th inning, and the 4th inning was the problem for the Pioneers as they gave up 10 runs, losing a 5-3 lead. It was 13-5 after that, and then Douglas finally closed out the Pioneers in the 6th inning on the 10-run rule, winning the game 15-5. For the Pioneers, they had built a 4-0 lead in that second inning thanks to a Brock Johnson 2-RBI double and then Trey Stenerson with a 2-RBI single. But Douglas came back with 3 of their own in the bottom of the second inning. Powell then added a single run when Stenerson came around to score on a Colin Queen double to make it 5-3. But then the pitching woes kicked in for the Pioneers in that bottom of the 4th inning as they lost their first game at the state tournament. So the Pioneers will now drop down into the 4 o'clock game today, as they will meet up with the Torrington Tigers, as the Tigers held on for a win yesterday against Green River, as they will advance into that 4 o'clock game. So this will be a loser-out game for the Pioneers coming up later on today. And that game you can tune into right here on KPLW and at KPLW1260.com. We're back with more after this.